Ladies and gentlemen, we present their excellencies, the ambassadors from Melodyland. Over mountains and valleys, nations and continents, have come the ambassadors of His Majesty the King of Melodyland to bring joy in harmony and rhythm to the court of the lovely Queen of Hearts. Her Majesty commands your attention as the ambassadors from Melodyland present a message from their ruler. Will permit a brief interruption, I should like to bring you an interesting and important message from the sponsor of this program. When your feet hurt, you hurt all over, is a remark we often hear. Until recent years, most of us did not think the feet had any connection with headache, poor eyesight, pains in the back, rheumatism, neuritis, listlessness, or even indigestion. Yet it has been proven that foot troubles do cause pains and disorders in various parts of the body. Nature has provided us with a sympathetic nervous system so that an ache in any part of the body is often felt even in the back of the head. One of the commonest of foot troubles is fallen arch. The cause of this is the bony structure of the foot gives way, the foot spreads and brings pressure on the nerves. Wearing soft or so-called comfort shoes merely aggravates the trouble. Proper foot exercises are always beneficial, but what is needed is support for the foot to bring the bones back to their normal, arched position. When this is done, the pressure on the nerves ceases and there is no more pain. According to Dr. William M. Scholl of Chicago, famous expert on foot orthopedics and hygiene, many cases of so-called rheumatism are merely fallen arches. While many shoes are excellent as footwear, he finds a supporting plate, known as an arch support, if placed in the shoe, affords the best relief, because it can be adjusted from time to time as the foot condition improves. It is not possible to do this, adjusting, to shoes alone. No one shoe is made that will correct all foot troubles. Every case is a problem in itself, solved only by a trained foot comfort expert or a practopedist. A practopedist is a specially trained shoe man who has thoroughly studied feet and shoes and is qualified to correct foot troubles and give permanent relief. 90% of the adult population suffers from some form of foot trouble. While these figures may seem amazing, they are borne out by statistics gathered during the World War, when soldiers were being taken into army service. The subject is so important that it should merit our attention at all times. One reason, according to Dr. Scholl, why many people do not walk more is their feet will not permit them to do so without discomfort. He states in one of his books that people whose feet tire easily can have foot comfort if they pay a little attention to their feet. Many people, with the exception of their feet, are physically strong. In fact, except to a very close observer, they might appear to be 100% physically fit. But because they have some form of foot trouble, their efficiency is greatly reduced. Such foot ailments as painful corns, calluses, bunions, weak arches, tender heels, rheumatic-like pains in the legs, all common foot troubles, do affect one's usefulness in the world. But Dr. Scholl tells us these ordinary foot ills are easily corrected. By means of the pedograph, which is an ingenious device that makes an accurate print of the stockinged foot, one can tell at a glance what the foot trouble is. Pedographs are used by the United States Army, many athletic directors in YMCAs, YWCAs, colleges, and other institutions, and in the leading shoe stores. We extend to you an invitation to go to your nearest shoe dealer who has a pedograph and secure a pedograph print of your stockinged feet, also a chart of foot exercises. This will enable you to learn exactly what your foot trouble is. This service is absolutely free. And now, thank you very much for your attention, and we hope this brief talk has been interesting. And we will now continue with the musical program. As the time for the end of their audience draws near, the ambassadors from Melodyland tell the Queen of Hearts of the land whence they came, where the birds in the trees sing sweet melodies, and where the golden daffodils grow.
Of my dreams at the view that I knew long ago, over the hills where the golden daffodils grow. I want to climb way up high near the sky while the world hurries by down below, over the hills where the golden daffodils grow. I want to follow the fleeting swallow down through the hollow I used to know. And all the world will be fair if I meet someone there that I knew in the sweet long ago, over the hills where the golden daffodils grow. Thank you.
audience over, the ambassadors from Melody Land bid the lovely Queen of Hearts farewell, and they leave the Palace of Love to return to their own kingdom. They will be back again, and when they come, we hope you will be here to receive them. This program came to you by electrical transcription. This is J.F. Clemminger speaking.